From the field, to the track, to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, GW senior wide receiver Omarion Hairston was named second team All-State on Thursday. During the fall, Hairston told us he had a different motivation this season.
My motivation is my daughter. Like, I'm trying to give her something that I didn't have when I was younger. So that'll bring me my motivation.
Hairston finished the season with 29 receptions for 403 yards and 6 total touchdowns. In women's college basketball action last night, number 13 Virginia Tech picked up an 81-79 victory over Louisville. The Hokies are now 14-3 overall and 4-3 in ACC play. Elsewhere, the Virginia women's team fell to number 22 UNC 70-59 and dropped 13-4 overall and just 2-4 in conference play. In the NBA, the Charlotte Hornets lost at the Toronto Raptors 124-114. Hargrave alum Terry Rozier was second on the team in scoring with 21 points. The Hornets are now 11-32 on the season. Tons of high school basketball action across the area tonight. The GW boys will host Bassett as the Eagles try to improve to 5-2 in district play against the Bengals team that is 5-1. GW girls are on the road at Bassett tonight. The girls have been red hot in district play with a record of 5-1. Bassett is 4-3 in district play. The Tunstall boys will look to stay hot and stay in first place in the Piedmont district as they'll host a 6-5 Martinsville team tonight. The Chatham girls will look to stay undefeated in Dogwood district play and win their 5th in a row as they play on the road at Alta Vista. The Chatham boys will host Alta Vista. Staying in the Dogwood district, the Dan River boys in action as they'll host William Campbell. Dan River boys struggled in non-district play but are 2-1 so far in the district. William Campbell is 1-3. And the Gretna girls will look to get back on track after losing 2 in a row as they host a Nelson County team that is just 2-6. The Gretna boys will look to try to improve to 4-1 in Dogwood district play as they play on the road at a 2-7 Nelson County team. And that's sports. I'm Ryan Stone.